USDA has increased its estimate of the corn crop again this month, building on already forecast record highs. Corn production is expected to be 14.4 billion bushels this year, up 3% from the August forecast and from 2013. And yields are expected to average 171.7 bushels per acre. That's almost 13 bushels an acre higher than last year.
It will be the fifth record crop that we've had in the last 12 years. Our growers are using technologies that were unimaginable even 10, 15, 20 years ago. When the energy bill was passed in 2008, there was a challenge to the corn industry, produce the corn, and we have produced the corn.
National Corn Growers Association Vice President of Public Policy John Doggett says corn farmers have actually done too well at producing, creating much lower prices.
We are selling corn today at about 35% of what we did just a couple of years ago, certainly below the price of production for a lot of our growers. We are a nickel away from having corn prices in central Iowa with a number 2 in front of it. That's $2 and some odd cents. There are places in the Midwest where we're not moving corn because of the rail issues, where corn is a nickel away from trading under $2 a bushel. And, you know, we were talking $6, $7, $8 corn not that many years ago.
During a press conference about the importance of maintaining volume requirements under the Renewable Fuel Standard, Doggett said corn growers and ethanol producers have done their part to meet the standard.
The folks that haven't done their part are the folks in the oil industry. They knew since 2008 that they were obligated parties. They continue to push back on things like E85. They don't allow E85 pumps under the canopy. They have pushed back with all of their might on E15. They are refusing to put in blender pumps, and all the while knowing that they were going to be, at some point, obligated to these statutory numbers. So, again and again, they've pushed back on the things they needed to do to meet the mandate passed by the legislation. So what they are like is like kids that kill their parents and then throw themselves at the mercy of the court because they're an orphan. We just have to wonder why they're doing that when everybody else involved in this part of the fuels industry is doing their part.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.